Good morning. We're talking Chayodim, Kalam and Beis, and we're studying Siman Beis. So, in Siman Beis, he deals with the issue of if you have multiple different types of flour mixed together. So we mentioned before that to be considered hamotzi, it has to be one of the five mini dagon. Let's say you mixed flour from other types of things which are not from the five mini dagon. You had some corn flour or some rice flour, or some millet flour, buckwheat flour, something of that sort, mixed into the dough. So at what point in time do we consider this downgrades the sheer pass, the pass to be considered, that it's not considered bread, and that if that minimizes its status as something less than bread? At what point do we say that this is still considered bread? So the Chayyadim says that we're going to look and see if there is within the dough, there is an amount called Kedei Achilas Pras. So this phrase, Kedei Achilas Pras, comes up multiple times in Halacha. Regards to eating the matzah, you have to make sure you eat your matzah in the time of Kedei Achilas Pras. Person to say Bracha Achrona has to eat a kazayis Kedei Achilas Pras. Person on Yom Kippur has to make sure when he's eating in a situation, so many situations he's allowed to eat, but he has to eat less than Kedei Achilas Pras. So let's go off for a moment and just explain this phrase Kedei Achilas Pras so people should understand what it means. So the Kedei Achilas, the time it takes to eat a pras. So what is a pras? So pras means a portion of something, half of it or a portion of it. So this is a phrase actually borrowed from Gemara in Erevin, which talks about a person who wants to make an Eruvi Tchumen. To make a Eruvi Tchumen, he has to place the amount of food that he needs for the two suddas on Shabbos, two suddas, the amount of bread he needs for two suddas, in the place where he wants to make his Erev Tchumen, and that becomes his place where he's now, where his meals are, and therefore from that he can count 2,000 amas from that point and onwards. The Gemara of Machloik is exactly how large that is, if that's the equivalent of what's the volume of six eggs or eight eggs, which means half of that is going to be the volume of one meal. Now, if you say it's six eggs, so the half of that is three eggs, the volume of three eggs. If you say it's eight eggs, it means the half of that is the volume of four eggs. So if one meal's worth is the half of this loaf that you're making, so that's the time it takes. If the time it would take to eat that amount is called Kedei Achilas Pras. So Pras being half of that loaf, which means, in other words, one meal's worth. And let's say, for argument's sake, we say that one meal's worth is four kebayim. So the time it would take to eat four kebayim is the time called Kedei Achilas Pras. Now, the Morris says we're talking about bread, which is, he has a condiment on it, so it's easier to eat quickly. And he's Haseva, so he's focused on eating. So Morris says we're gonna take this time, and we're talking about, you know, not hard matzah, but soft bread, was eaten more quickly. So if I make my situation the optimal situation of time it would take to eat this, the average person to take to eat this, that's a time known as a Kedei Achilas Pras. So the pras again is one meal's worth. The phrase comes from a Gemara which talks about two meals worth, so we refer to one meal's worth as a portion of it, a half of it. So our purpose is it's not really relevant whether it's a pras or not. The Gemara applies it actually to this the parsha of Tazria Metzora. So we're holding in parsha Tazria Metzora that a person who goes into a bias which has saras in it, if he stays in the bias, the time of Kedei Achilas Pras, so he becomes tummy, and the clothing which he's wearing also becomes tummy. If he stays in the bais less than kedei achilas pras, he becomes tummy, but not his clothing. So again, it's this kedei achilas pras. So pras is a little a misleading phrase, because really we're saying one meal's worth. The only reason why we refer to it as a pras is because the Gemara in Erevin talks about using one large loaf for two meals, so one meal becomes a pras. So that's the phrase. So the phrase means the time it takes to eat one meal's worth. And the Gemara says, we're talking about a minimal meal. People meant normally would eat more than that amount of three kebayim or four kebayim. But we're talking about the purpose of Erev Truman. Even a minimal meal would be sufficient to generate your Erev Truman. You need two meals worth. So that's double that amount. How long is it actually in minutes? There's a famous Chasam Sofer which says, basis from Gemara's, that it seems to be questionable. It can be somewhere, but possibly even 2 minutes is sufficient. And possibly even, it might take 9 minutes. So in Yom Kippur, we use Machmer, that if a person is going to be eating pachas mikashir, so he should wait 9 minutes. And I'll explain more about those details in the following share, how long this actually takes. Meanwhile, have a good day.